Drink. There we go.
Oh man, we are live. We are live.
All right.
What's new on your end, man? What's going on?
Not much. We had a big day. We had a big day. Took crew to the zoo.
Oh. Which zoo?
It's fun. The Tampa Zoo. I don't know what it's called, though.
It's a zoo at Lowry Park, or Zoo Tampa at Lowry Park now.
Nurse. What kind of stuff there did he like?
Any light fixtures. So, yeah, he got zoo passes so he could look at lights. But
yeah.
He liked some birds. He liked the emu and the penguins because they were on his eye level. Mm-hmm. Kind of stared at them for a little while. But everything else, he was just chewing on his stroller straps and looking at his little fan that he has on his stroller. So,
man, that's the life. People pushing you around with a damn fan pointing at your face the whole time.
Stopping to feed you, like, without you even having to ask. Just give you a cold drink. And
like you're a king.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's fantastic. They just take you to see penguins randomly?
Yeah. It's like, I love this. Should have been doing this months ago.
I'd go back to being a baby if I could, but then my wife would be called a pedophile, so can't do that.
I'm basically still married to a baby, so I'm taking care of two small children at all times.
You and her can start a fucking pedophile group.
I'll be a baby again.
No, you'll be what? You already are a baby.
I said I'll be a baby again.
Oh, okay. How funny would it be, though, if you were the size of a baby and you had the limbs of a baby, but your current head and face?
It would be pretty awesome.
And, like, you could still talk. You're just like, you just look like a baby from the neck down.
I feel like that one movie.
Are you talking about Benjamin Button? Because he was a full-on baby at one point.
I'm talking about that terrible Wayans brother movie where he's like a little midget, but he tries to play a baby.
Yeah, I saw the trailer for that, and I was like, no, thank you. But I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, it had some funny parts to it, but it was pretty stupid.
Yeah, that'd be the life if I ever run into a fucking genie. That's where I'm going. That'd be so pathetic. You have three wishes. Anything you want. Turn me into a baby.
Turn me into a baby. Give me some candy corn.
I don't think you'd get to the other two if you were a baby. You wouldn't even realize what wishes were, so.
Yeah, pretty much. The baby would have to be your last. You know, like,
yeah.
I need a pound of Coke, a Red Bull. Turn me into a baby.
Like, give me like a week to do those things and then do the baby thing.
Yeah, because if you do it, I mean, like, if anyone does a pound of Coke, they're done. But like, if you take enough Coke for an adult but then get turned into a baby immediately after, your body might not handle that.
Yeah, you'd be done for.
You'd be a dead baby.
You'd be a dead baby. Well, speaking of candy corn, do either of you like candy corn? Are you against candy corn? Should it eat a fucking dick?
I don't mind it. I like it, but
no,
I don't go out for it.
Yeah, you're not just sitting around on a Saturday like, you got to go get some candy corn?
Yeah.
You're like, honey, I'm going to the store. I got to get some candy corn.
Let's crack open it.
What did you just say to me?
Let's crack open a Shiner and get some candy corn. But yeah, I'm on the same page. Like, I used to love it as a kid, and now I will eat it if it's around, but I'm not going to be like, oh my God, I forgot candy corn. I'm going back to the store.
Yeah, but I mean, like, candy corn was like one of those things that just kind of people gave as shitty ass Halloween candy.
Rocks. Yeah.
It was, but I still can find some appreciation for it. But Jen just thinks it's repulsive for the most part.
Hmm. Well, there's just so much better candy.
Do you eat it a specific way, like color by color? Or do you just like throw it back?
Probably both. You know, I may have some OCD moments where I'm just like, oh, let's break it down by the color. And then I have my obese moments where I'm like, just shove it in my mouth.
Handfuls. And by OCD, you eat the yellow off of every piece, and then you go back and eat the white off of every piece, and then end with the orange. Or
oh, you do it.
Who's doing this?
No,
I would only do it per piece. So like, I'm not gonna go ahead and eat just the white off of like 18 pieces of candy corn and then go back through. Fuck that. It'd
be a sticky mess.
Fuck that noise.
What was your go-to can't, like, what would you go out on Halloween and be like, if someone doesn't give me this, I'm going to fucking kill somebody?
Snickers.
Probably, Kit Kats, probably.
And Twix, the little Twix.
I think Twix, Kit Kat, and Skittles are, like, the three amigos for me.
As I got older, Pixie Sticks were a fave, and like the Nerds. I love Nerds.
Ropes?
No, just Nerds.
Yeah, they didn't have Nerd ropes back then.
Shut up, man.
Way too long ago.
You're gonna ruin this thing I got going on.
Gosh. I did like Nerds too, though. I like the Nerds. Purple Nerds.
Nerds were okay. Nerds. But the Nerd ropes are pretty fucking sweet, I won't lie.
Hey, what are you sipping on over there, huh?
Oh, I actually have a Shiner Bock.
Ooh, what someone likes to shine. I got a Heineken.
Heineken.
Yeah, man, those Holland people, they know what's going on.
They know what's up. What about Lauren? You got anything?
Prosecco.
All right.
Yeah. Little bubbly. Yeah.
You sounded hesitant to say it, like you didn't want to sound like stereotypical or something.
Rosé all day. What?
No, oh, shit.
Wet. Back out bunch.
Have you ever had like a frozen rosé, like almost like a slushy rosé?
No, I've seen them at restaurants, especially around here, like the brunch restaurants and stuff. But I have only noticed them since I was pregnant, and you know you're not supposed to drink while you're pregnant, so haven't partaken in anything like that, but I do see them around. Yeah,
as soon as you got pregnant, they're like, all right, let's release the frozen rosé.
Yeah, all the good things that she can't have, all the unpasteurized cheese for days. But yeah, I've seen in pictures and stuff, they have it here. We haven't tried it yet. We haven't really gotten out to brunch yet. The zoo is the first step for us. Brunch next week.
Hell yeah.
Tell you what, those monkeys are great.
I get mad when I go to brunch and I see like these kids in their early 20s, and I'm just like, you're not old enough to go to brunch. Like, go back to fucking sleep until 3 o'clock and just let the adults have brunch here.
You haven't earned it.
Mm-hmm. And it's funny because go ahead.
I was going to say, go get a job, work 40 hours plus, and then you tell me if this is the only thing you look forward to all week. Then you ruin it for me.
It's just funny because like half the people in their mid-20s probably look more like grown-ups than I do. So I shouldn't be talking.
Your bank account probably says otherwise.
I hope so.
Yeah.
I'm going to keep judging regardless. Yeah. Well, alrighty. I don't have much for sports today, but I did see that Antonio Brown is still having a little rough go at it. Got released by the Patriots.
Yeah, man. Not a surprise there.
He played, one game with him? He got one touchdown, I think, or something?
Yeah, he did. He came in just in time to play against my team, and they routed us 43-0.
Oh, my God. How many games have the Dolphins played so far? 2? 3?
Yeah, it's going into week 3 this Sunday.
And they're 0-2 so far?
Oh, yeah, they're going 0-16. They're actually playing in Dallas tomorrow.
Nice.
Wait for it.
I saw you post something about the Braves this week or something.
Yeah, they clinched. They won their division 2 years in a row now. Woo! I know Lauren's really super excited about that. We're really fired up as a family. I mean, crew is pumping his fists in excitement and joy.
Do you deck him out in like little like Dolphins or Braves outfits or anything?
Yeah, he's got some Dolphin bibs, and they get me too many Dolphin things. I don't get any Brave stuff.
Well, you got to tell them. You got to put them on your list.
I will. Christmas, I'll do all Braves, and then
you'll be good. Look like I made the team.
Yeah.
Crew has some Dolphin onesies as well, but he's not allowed to wear them out of the house currently.
The Tampa fans get like pretty rabid when they see Dolphin stuff.
No, I'm just Cameron's a little embarrassed.
I got you.
Tell that kid to take that trash off. What'd you say?
What's so funny is I wouldn't put it past adults to criticize a baby for wearing something, anything, because they're just fucking stupid.
No, I agree.
That asshole.
Is that baby
you're a loser,
fight?
Just like your team.
Sorry. Bunch of fucking babies out there.
But yeah, that's all I am pretty much aware of. For sports, did you have anything else you wanted to touch on?
Not really. It looks like UCF lost to Pittsburgh, and UCF was ranked number 15 in college football, so that's not a good thing. They're probably going to get knock out of the top 25, but they've been hoping to get like more respect in college football, and losing to an unranked team is not going to do that for sure.
Ooh. Yeah, I'm kind of like, I don't understand how it was determined which college football teams kind of get noticed or whatever, because like how many colleges are there in the country, and then how many college football games are there, you know, to determine, you know, who's like who wins the whole thing every year. So
it's a weird system. It's I don't even know how to explain it. It's just, it's a nightmare.
Because like, do a lot of colleges in the country have football teams, but they just don't get to go to that level of like kind of playing on TV and competing for the championship? They just give them a bag of Oreos when they win.
I mean, I'll take the Oreos. But yeah, basically, there's like there's certain divisions like Pac-12, and I don't even know how they're all. I don't really follow college football that much, so whatever.
Yeah, I guess
we don't have to waste our time talking about it either. So if you guys like college football, whoever's listening, fucking eat a dick.
Just alienated the rest of the two listeners that we have.
The other two people. I'm just kidding.
I can put up with him criticizing female sports, but as long as he doesn't talk shit about college football, we're okay.
Oh, there they go. They're gone.
Don't let the barn door hit you on the way out.
Oh my god, that's good. So what do we got for entertainment? Saved by the Bell reboot? Are you fucking serious?
Yeah, dude. Fucking, like, it's been announced. They probably haven't even started writing anything yet. But apparently, from what I'm reading, the main concept is it follows Slater and Jesse as parents.
Oh, and no. And then fucking Screech is like in rehab for smacking it off and doing cocaine.
Screech is doing 80 to 100 years in prison for rape and murder.
Sorry. No, like, it's like
he's the Zodiac killer.
Pretty much. No, sorry. I was watching that. Jen had me watching that show Unbelievable on Netflix.
Oh, I haven't started that yet. I have to wait for Cam, but go ahead.
I got to watch the last 3 to 4 episodes, and it was good, but I guess my mind is still on some level on rape and murder still. So even though no one was murdered on the show, as far as I know, I just like to add that in.
Is that a documentary? Is that a
No, it's a limited series, so it's just I think like 8 or 9 episodes, and that's it. But it's supposedly, I think it's based on a true story.
Oh, okay. Yeah, do you guys have HBO by any chance?
No.
Oh, man. There's a good good show on there called Night Of.
Mm-hmm.
There's a limited series about this, like, Indian guy. It's in, like, I think he was in college, and he, like, stole his dad's taxi. Because I think they lived in New York or something, and then he got, like, something happens, and he gets, like, accused of a murder or something, and he gets thrown in jail, and then it's all about this, like, this lawyer that's, like, kind of, I don't even know how to describe him, honey. He was, like, just, like, a known to grab any case possible, and it's a pretty cool story, because it's, like, the whole time you don't know if he actually killed the girl, or if he's innocent or guilty. But it's like pretty, I wouldn't say suspenseful, but just a really good short series.
Nice. Yeah. Was it
based on a true story?
I don't think so. Mm-hmm. I mean, it definitely has happened. I mean, in multiple contexts. I think it was just made up. I think it was
based on
a play or a book or something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, if we ever get HBO again, I'll give it a whirl.
Do you guys have Hulus?
Yeah.
Well, isn't it like $5 to add HBO or something like that?
I've never heard of this shit.
I think it's like $10 or $5, but HBO puts out some good content.
Yeah, they got a couple shows that when we did have it, we were pretty hooked on. But yeah, we just figured once we moved earlier this year, we were just like, hey, let's ditch the cable. Because at our previous apartment, it was weird. You had to sign up for an internet and cable package as part of your, it was lumped in with the rent. So we had cable because, and HBO because we had to, basically.
Yeah.
But now we don't have to, so fuck it. But going back to
Saved by the Bell,
it just focuses on Slater and Jesse as parents now, and supposedly there's a bunch of like lower, I don't want to sound insensitive and alienate more people, it's not lower class schools, but you know what I mean, like lower schools in lower income areas are being closed, and those kids are being forced to go to kind of more pristine schools like Bayside. And so I think the kids, you know, that all the preppy kids kind of start to get like a, you know, they have a realization of like, oh, everything's not so great and blah blah blah. And then apparently, like, because they see what these kids are coming from, and then somehow Zach Morris is now, I think, the governor of California or whatever.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, so it sounds like it's gonna be a train wreck.
So wait. Which one is Jesse?
Jesse's the curly one hair.
So excited.
Yeah, she's the worst character out of all of them.
Yeah.
Yeah, she was pretty annoying.
But... No, like I hated her. She was the worst. The worst.
Like her acting or her character?
Just both. I hated her face. She always pissed me off.
I didn't know you hated her this much. This is awesome. Mm-hmm.
Well, she was a terrible actress, number one. And her character was just extremely annoying.
It'd be funny.
I can't be the only one thinking that, you know?
It'd be funny if she emailed the podcast and was just, like, going off on it.
First, it was the WNBA. But now, you disparage my acting.
You, my friend, have crossed a line.
The line has been crossed. It's a battle. Royale.
It's going to probably be awful, but whatevs. Everything's being remade now.
Yeah. What's this Eli film?
Oh, yeah. It's a Netflix original. It's a horror film. I better get some royalties from this shit because it's named after me. I just found out about... I found out about this earlier this week, and I read about it a little bit. It says... Like a little brief summary is the story begins with a doctor who promises experimental medical treatments that can help a gravely ill Eli, But when he suddenly finds himself plagued by nightmarish experiences, Eli realizes the doctor may have ulterior motives.
Is it ulterior or ulterior?
I thought it was supposed to be ulterior, but they spelled it ulterior. I don't know. I don't know about that. I don't have perfect grammar, but I consider myself well-spoken for the most part. Let's do a quick Google search and see if this guy's a fucking retard or not. let's see. Because it seems always to occur with motive or motives, ulterior is an error for ulterior. Oh, shit, I'm retarded. Damn.
Wow.
All right, I'm going to go pay someone to wipe my ass now.
Ulterior motives. Very cool. Sounds like a pretty cool, like, I don't know, hardcore band name. Ulterior Motives.
Ulterior Motives. This next song's called Ulterior Motives.
Real creative, guys. So it's the same, hold on, looks like co-written by David Cherchirillo, Ian Goldberg, and Richard Neong. And it was directed by Ciarán Foyce, who did Sinister 2 and Citadel.
I heard The Autopsy of Jane Doe was actually really good, but I still haven't seen it. I think it's on Netflix, but I've been wanting to watch that one.
No idea. Never saw that one.
Are you a horror? Do you like not watch very many horror movies, or are you just kind of whatevs on them?
I'm a fan of them. We tend to watch some. It just depends if they look good or not. And I'll tell you what, we actually really enjoyed that. The haunted house, or whatever on the hill.
Haunting of Hill House, or?
Yeah, that one.
Is that a show that's on Netflix?
Oh my God, yeah. Go watch it.
I think we watched, I think maybe the first like 3 or 4 episodes and then just kind of got sidetracked, I think, because we were getting ready to start packing up to move and we never got back into it.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Well, get back into it then, you friggin' turd.
There's too many good shows out there now between Netflix and Hulu. It's like,
oh, I know.
Got to use my time wisely.
We're friggin' waist deep in like so many shows right now.
Did you finish Stranger Things?
No, we got 1 episode left.
Oh, sounds like you're the fucking turd.
Smells like it too.
Oh, real mature.
Whenever you are looking for a new show, check out Unbelievable on Netflix, because that was pretty good from the last 4 that I saw. I started watching, I picked up on season 13 of Always Sunny on Hulu.
Oh my God.
Have you watched any of season 13?
I'm pretty sure if it's the most recent stuff.
I watched an episode today where, D has one of their apartments turned into an escape room. Have you seen that?
I don't think so.
Yeah, this was, I think they just added this season to Hulu within the last like 2 to 3 weeks. So.
Oh, then I haven't seen it.
Yeah, like this is episode 2 with the escape room, so I'm not that far in, but this one was pretty fucking good.
Okay. I love escape rooms. Can we talk about that for a second?
We can. I've never done one.
Oh my God. Do you and Jim like figuring shit out and like, you know, working as a team?
We like work. Can you do it as a 2-person team? Because we don't really like working with a whole lot of other people a whole lot.
Yeah. I think it'd be difficult. It can be hard to wrap your brain around certain things. So it can be helpful to work with other people. I think we've worked with another couple, friend couple of ours a handful of times. And like, thank goodness we were like all together, because I don't think, you know, we would have made it out if
we wouldn't be here today. I mean,
you'd be dead.
We would have burned to the ground a long time ago.
I just picture some like, you know, working with a bunch of strangers and someone's like, oh, I found a clue. And I'm just like, oh, listen to this fucking asshole. Over here. Found another clue.
No, it's, you can like pick who you want to go with, but I wouldn't want to be with strangers either. I'd feel like need to be ultra competitive and go and storm each room before anybody else gets in there so that I feel the smartest out of the whole group. But that's my own issue for therapy next week.
Yeah, I mean, all you have to do is if you're like with strangers and they're like, oh, I found the clue, and you'd be like, oh, I already found that. I just wanted to leave it for you. What is it? Okay, cool. Yeah, that's what I found. Yep.
That'd be pretty good. I've been told supposedly around here they have an escape room that is kind of interactive with like zombies and stuff.
Oh, I don't like that.
Oh, cool.
That would be interesting. That was very sarcastic. You're like, oh, cool. Sounds pretty fucking stupid, actually.
The ones that we've been to, our most recent ones, they're really cool. They one was like a what was the first one? It was like you had to defuse a bomb.
Yeah.
And he had like the company, like they used to build like speaker systems. So they have the whole like entire escape room like rigged with awesome surround sound and just making it realistic and stuff. And you're having to try to get through different rooms and stuff until you get to the bomb, and then you have to like try to figure out how to defuse it and stuff. And there's like a timer going off, and like we actually got out in time, which was pretty cool. But it was just really realistic.
Do they have like people talking, or like not necessarily talking live, like it could be a recording, but is there someone almost like in a Universal ride like hurry up, it's gonna go off, like blah blah, like shit like that?
Yeah, I think so. I think there was that like ambient that adds to the story, kind of.
Yeah, because it has like music playing and it makes it more intense. And
well, the other one we went in was an inferno, and like that this house was like burning down, but you could actually feel the temperature increasing in the room and like the smell of smoke and that sort of thing. So it was super immersive. But the guys who do these rooms are very detail oriented, and they're far better than a couple of the other ones that we did. But
that one sounds decent. The one with the bomb, like if there's someone yelling like hurry up, it's gonna go off, I would just be like, there's not actually a bomb, guys. Be like, we don't have to hurry up.
But for some reason I take it so seriously, and I feel like I'm really there.
I was gonna say, I could picture going with you and I'm just not taking it seriously, and you're just like, why'd you even fucking come if you're gonna hold us back?
If you're gonna hold us back. I'm not dying because of you, Eli.
Mm-hmm. I got brunch to go to tomorrow, you fucking asshole.
We're gonna defuse this bomb. Let's go, put your heads together. I get really serious with it. I can't help it.
It's funny with how like comedic you are that you would choose to get extremely serious in that kind of a situation.
I don't know. Like, I think it'd be cool that's kind of turned into a thing that we used to do a lot, and then crew happened. But like,
that's a very crude way of saying that you are a proud father.
No, I love that little nugget, but. Obviously, once he gets a little older, we'll be able to figure it out together.
There you go.
But, I think it'd be cool to, because, like, we've done so many now that, like, whenever we go to, like, whenever we go on vacation anywhere, I think that's one thing that we'll always try to, like, plan ahead and maybe find any kind of cool, like, must-go-to escape rooms and try to do them in other states.
Mm-hmm.
So it's turned into that kind of thing if we ever travel, whenever that happens again.
Hells yeah. Where do you want to travel to if you could go on a vacay, like within the country, let's say?
Well, you know, like places.
You know, like Orlando.
Yeah. Well, we're going to be going there a lot, I'm sure, for Disney. No, I definitely want to go to, like, we want to go to Europe. We still need to do our honeymoon. Because I kind of screwed the pooch on that one.
We haven't gone on an official honeymoon. Like, we've gone on several out-of-state trips, but, like, nothing that we would classify as a honeymoon.
Yeah. We want to go to Europe or Japan. Hopefully, we'll get to do that once Crew's a little, like, maybe a year old or something, to where he can just stay with his grandma. And that's my plan, hopefully. But, you know where I want to go? I want to go to Utah.
Utah would be pretty cool. Like, ever since, I had never been on the West Coast for the most part. And then we went to Denver at the end of 2017. We went to Seattle this May for our anniversary. And just, like, once you see mountains and you get into that, like, great, cool, outdoorsy air, you're just like, fuck, like, nothing compares to this.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I mean, that'll definitely be a trip that we want to do, that's kind of like, we'll get to do some active outdoorsy stuff, and like maybe do some hiking and just kind of really take that atmosphere in, because we don't have that here.
Yeah, man, it's fucking amazing. Like, you, if you haven't been to Seattle, that is definitely a way cool city, and visiting Mount Rainier is like one of the best things that I've ever done. Beautiful.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
Listen to us giving each other travel tips.
Probably the worst people to do it. We've never traveled.
Speaking of
that's funny. That would be a funny scenario. Some random guy just has like a conference for a bunch of people to have like an open conversation about travel ideas. And he's never traveled before.
he's never left the city that he grew up in. I thought of it after our, you know, convo last week, and we didn't really get to touch on any scenarios with how often we go to Starbucks. The other day I thought it would be funny. Like, you go in there and you order, like, you know, like, hey, can I get a triple shot of espresso in a venti cup, but then just fill it the rest of the way with cake pops? And just see what the fucking guy says. He's like, did you just say cake pops?
Yeah, can I get a venti tall macchiato? Can you throw a couple Dippin' Dots in there? And then what I want is for you to fucking throw it in the trash can and then light it on fire. And then I want you to make me another drink that isn't outrageously fucking stupid. I'll just take a water, thanks.
is Lauren still with us, or did we lose her?
She had to check on Crew. She's doing okay. A crew check.
Crew check. speaking of another one, I thought this would be hilarious. Imagine someone so paranoid about, like, they have a dog, let's say, and they're so paranoid about, like, dying in their apartment and no one finding them, for, like, weeks. And they're like, oh, my God, my dog would starve to death. So they have an emergency. They have a button. You got to listen, man.
My damn cat.
Oh, that's your cat?
Yeah, he's just roaming around like a dinosaur. Sorry.
Okay, so recap. Someone lives by themselves. They're afraid of dying alone, and then their dog's going to starve to death because no one's going to find them for, like, weeks. So they have they have a button installed in their place that's attached to, like, an emergency supply of dog food on the ceiling. But it's, like, it's not in a bag. It's just literally loose dog food that would get unleashed. So this person starts to, like, have a heart attack, and they're like, oh my god, I need to make it to this fucking button. So they're, like, stumbling to the wall, they slam the button, and then, like, 500 pounds of dog food just drop on top of them. And it kills them. Yeah, it basically buries them, and the guy dies under this mountain of dog food, and now his whole living room is just covered in dog food. But his dog gets to eat until someone finds the dead guy in the apartment.
Oh, that's irony right there.
I just think it would be so funny. Like, it'd be one thing if it was, like, somehow in a package that the dog could open. That wouldn't be funny. But the fact that you just hit a button and just 500 pounds of loose dog food gets just dumped on your living room floor, I think that'd be hilarious.
I just pictured that. Oh my god, sounds ridiculous. Could you imagine showing up to the scene and actually being like the investigators and the cops?
The cop opens the door and he's like, this guy stole my damn idea.
Oh my God. It's like the cat had to call the cops. Or the dog, it was a dog, right?
Yeah, the dog.
Or maybe they had a cat too, and the cat was like, oh God, this is fucking ridiculous. I gotta call the cops.
Oh, that's fucking good.
Welcome back, Lauren.
Thank you.
Welcome.
We were just talking about a funny scenario with, like, I guess if Eli wants to whip it around real, like, very quickly.
Okay, so yeah. The scenario was someone who lives by themselves with a dog, and they have a huge fear of dying in their place, and the dog starving to death because no one will find them for like a couple weeks. And so they have an emergency release button installed so that when they hit it, like, dog food is just released from the ceiling onto the floor. So they have a heart attack. They're struggling to get to the button. And as soon as they hit the button, it's just a mountain of dog food just basically buries them in their living room, and they just die underneath the dog food.
Oh, God. This is terrible.
Yeah, that's a sad story.
My original idea was, imagine someone gets burglarized, and then they get, like, stabbed in the back, and they're just struggling to get to the button with a knife in their back. But I thought the heart attack one might be a little better.
Yeah.
Not as, like, gruesome, totally, I guess.
Yeah. You can, this is the stuff that I...
lighthearted.
This is the stuff that I just think of, like, on your average minute of any given day.
Yeah. Well, what if this happened? I like
this. Let's think of another scenario.
I thought of something. Jen was playing her acoustic guitar earlier when we were cleaning out our guest bedroom. And I thought of how, like, she was, you know those... it's like a mouthpiece that you can use for like tuning, like it, you can like play different tones from the little mouthpiece. She was playing it to tune her guitar to match whatever was coming out of that mouthpiece, and I just thought it would be so funny to see someone do like an open mic, and it's just 15 minutes of them tuning, and they're like, all right guys, you have a good night, and they just get the fuck off. Like, that was their whole act, was just them tuning for 15 minutes.
Is it the same thing that's like that I've seen singers, they'll whip out and be like, they'll like try to match the tune or whatever, they'll play it with their mouth, and then
I think so, probably.
Okay. Yeah, that'd be pretty funny.
Yeah, like everyone's getting their coffee and they're like, oh, let's get a seat before this guy starts, and then they sit down and the guy's just like, you guys have a good night.
Was that it?
Thank you.
Did we fucking miss something?
Yeah.
He like stands up, he's like, thank you. You guys have been great.
And then some girl
leave tips. Okay.
Some girl walks up to him at the bar, like, that was fucking hot.
Where did you learn how to tune like
that? Where did you learn how to just fucking rock from the heart like that?
That sounds definitely like it would happen at like one of those indie coffee shop friggin' open mic nights. Did you ever used to go to things like that around like Winter Park in Orlando? Did we ever do that?
I don't think we ever went together, but there was one coffee shop that I went to a couple times that seemed like an indie place, and I can't even remember the name. I think it was in Winter Park.
Starlight or Stardust or something?
I think
like
it might have been Stardust. Is it Stardust Cafe?
Yeah, Stardust, I think.
I don't think I've ever been there.
I haven't either. I just went there, so.
Yeah, that was. I only went there a couple times, and I was just like, "Yeah, this isn't really my scene. Not really digging it."
My pants are not tight enough for them.
Yeah.
I don't like drinking coffee at 8 o'clock at night.
I didn't like coffee, period, back then. I think I was getting a root beer at this fucking coffee shop.
Let's talk about that for a second. Good lord! IBC. I mean, IBC. Oh my god.
Yeah, IBC. If you're gonna drink root beer it floats. Has to be IBC.
Root beer floats was the shit when I was a kid. I mean, that was like the thing.
What about Coke floats? Or did you just stick to root beer?
No, I liked root beer better than Coke.
I've had one.
That was always my jam.
Yeah, I've had one, but I
prefer root beer to the Coke and the float.
Interesting. I think it's, yeah. I mean, I haven't had a float in like several years, but I think I used to have Coke floats more often than root beer floats.
It's been years since I've had a float.
if you asked me in college, I would have preferred Coke to root beer any day.
But I wouldn't do for just one more float.
Wait. If you could take me back to that float, Luke. I was huge about, like, 7-Eleven was huge when we were, like, I was a senior in high school and, like, right out of high school. I remember always going to 7-Eleven with my buddies and, like, just literally going to the icy machine and just getting every single flavor and making, like, a suicide. And then getting, like, one of those Cuban 7-Eleven sandwiches, and then they toast it for you.
Oh, God. That sounds like the worst meal. I would rather have a prison break.
I mean, that was the shit. It was awesome.
I feel like our 7-Eleven only had two flavors of Icy's at all time.
But yeah, how many flavors did your 7-Eleven carry?
They always had, like, different flavors. There was at least 8.
What Cam's not telling you is he went to multiple 7-Elevens to do the suicide.
That's not true.
I could picture you drive, like, filling up your cup, like, an eighth of the way with one flavor, and then you get in your car and drive to another 7-Eleven. That flavor has melted by the time you get to the next 7-Eleven. And you just do that 7 times.
Been a big day, guys.
I used to go to 7-Eleven on my lunch break my senior year at Brantley, and I would get, I think, like, several days a week, I would get, like, a hot dog and chips and a Slurpee, and I'm just like, man, that's a horrible thing to consume even once a week, let alone 3 times, 4 times.
Oh my God.
I don't have any stories like that, so.
There's no way.
Like the 7-Eleven stories? No.
I mean, you went to a private school, but there had to have been something cool that you did.
Yeah, hard drugs.
I was going to say, you never pushed a teacher down a flight of stairs or anything?
No stairs at this school. It's all damn. One floor. Yeah.
Oh, one level? How lame is that?
I know. We're only teaching a few hundred kids. Don't need multiple floors.
When they were planning the blueprints for the school, there was originally 2 stories, and then someone was like, what if one of these kids pushes a teacher down the stairs?
I can't have another Robbins incident.
The guy was like, you're absolutely right. No.
God damn it, you're right.
No, it was like all the palmettos, and it was basically like like going to school in the middle of a swamp. So. It was great.
And you had to wear a uniform too, right?
Yeah, which was fine. I mean, it takes the thinking out of having to get dressed in the morning, but it was...
Yeah, nobody can make fun of anyone for wearing different shit.
Yeah.
Someone's like, nice clothes, dickhead.
You have the same shirt on, asshole.
Oh, that'd be classic.
That's funny.
Well... Speaking of fucking crazy stuff and Florida, I found an interesting news article you might be interested in. Let's see. Florida couple was arrested on DUI charges. Then they had sex in the back of a police car.
Gross.
How did that happen?
Well, let's take a gander and find out. First of all,
let's dive in.
If you see what these people look like, I'm totally not surprised that they did this.
Oh, God. You guys seeing this?
Yeah.
Did she have sex with her face? What is going on?
Those are meth sores.
I guess. Could be rough sex.
What's meth sores? What's meth sores?
They like, scratch their skin, like, when they're high. Oh.
Like a dirty rat.
Yeah.
Sounds like a dinosaur, a mesosaurus. It's a dinosaur that's just doing meth all day.
Could you imagine if it was T-Rex and he couldn't reach his face? What is he going to scratch? He's got big-ass nostrils.
Oh, that's why T-Rex is always angry, because he's on meth and he can't scratch his face.
That's good.
But yeah, so they were putting
the back total sense.
They were putting the back of the patrol car together, and then when the officer was outside of his vehicle, they started having sex in the back of the car.
Not with handcuffs on?
Say that again?
With handcuffs on, or
I believe so. I mean, it doesn't go into detail about like they got out of their handcuffs, so I think they managed to do it with their cuffs still on.
Wow.
But the thing that I liked most about the article was it says Thomas was removed from the patrol car and managed to get away from another deputy at the scene before he was apprehended behind a Cold Stone Creamery. I just like the fact that they had to mention, like, it couldn't have just been like he got apprehended nearby. It was behind a Cold Stone Creamery.
And he had to have it. Isn't that one of the sizes? Gotta have it. Love it.
Oh yeah,
you know about that.
Oh, do I?
Do you like Cold Stone Creamery as much as I do, Cameron?
I wasn't that big on like going to those places, but of course I'll eat there. Of course.
Like between like I think it Marble Slab doesn't even compare. Like Marble Slab is like eating dog food compared to eating a filet mignon.
Filet mignon.
But yeah, I'm like so irritated. We don't have a Cold Stone Creamery like anywhere within like 100 miles of us, probably. So it's kind of disappointing. Yes.
What, do you guys probably got a bunch of Dairy Queens?
We have a couple Dairy Queens, but honestly, there's some good like local stuff that they do some interesting flavor. They do some interesting flavors like olive oil and sea salt and chocolate or something. Like they get they get dirty with their flavors.
Ooh.
Yeah, what is the Revolution ice cream is a few miles away from us, and you can Uber Eats their ice cream, but they have like Muffin Top, which is like a blueberry one. They have one that has, I think it's some kind of red wine and something else in it. I don't
really
know for sure. Yeah, like a cinnamon roll one, a pancake one. We haven't had that, but
I'd feel nervous Uber eating ice cream. Like that fucker better be running red lights and putting the pedal to the metal.
It's like 5 minutes, not even 5 minutes from us, so he'd have to be taking a long route if he delivered it melted, or she delivered it melted. But
there you go.
Yeah.
Could you imagine their conversation before they got arrested? Like, all right, let's get arrested. We're running out of ideas, and I need you to make me horny again. Let's get arrested and on meth, and get Randy in the back of a car. I don't understand how do you get naked if you're handcuffed?
Well, he could use his hands to pull her underwear down if she couldn't do it. I mean, if you want to do it, you can get pretty creative, I guess. So.
I was going to say, have you never had sex on meth in the back of a police car?
Oh, you're not living.
looks like crew really has put a damper on things.
Yeah, it's not that interesting anymore. They had a backpack full of Four Loko as well, so that might have something to do with it. I guess that would induce symptoms of meth use as well if you drank enough of it, but...
I would think so. Yeah.
Four Loko. I had a experience with that.
Oh my god, I've never had one. Kind of want to hear about your Four Loko experience.
I'll see if I can remember. So.
Oh god.
Well, so basically, I hadn't had one before, and like this was actually with Matt. This was my buddy Matt. We were going to just like a friend's party or whatever, and like he had two of them. Like I remember them being grape flavored, and we were using straws, and we were drinking them in the car. That's that's also not good. But this was, you know, like out of high school, and so I'm like drinking this thing, and I pretty much finish it by the time we get to the house, and I remember getting into the house and just like immediately just transformed into another world, and I was just completely just wasted. That's it was so weird.
Did you drink it? And did you say? Did you drink it really fast or something?
With straws.
Yeah, we drink it with straws.
So like you pounded it through a straw?
Pretty much.
Interesting. Okay.
But I don't remember anything that happened after that.
Man, I would have never.
It was horrible. I never did again.
Never hope pictured not. You having a blackout from a Four Loko.
Let's not tell our son this story.
Oh no, he doesn't need to hear it right now.
They're gonna have 12 Loko by the time he can drink.
Oh god.
12 Loko. If you thought 4 Loko was crazy, check this shit out. 12 Loko, high noon.
Three times the blackout.
You're never gonna wake up.
It's gonna be your last flavor, fucking drink.
Flavor death. Oh my god. Alright, what else we got? Got some other crazy news I see here.
Yeah, I didn't like this headline because I thought it was kind of clickbaity. So that's mainly why I added it. The headline was Girl 11 stops armed robber raiding a supermarket by throwing bread at him. Of course you're going to click it because you're like, oh fuck, this little girl stopped a robber by just throwing bread at him. That's pretty crazy. But then,
yeah, like, that's awesome.
But then you read into the article and listen to this. It says, but he got more than he bargained for when the girl and her father spotted him and took action. So it wasn't just an 11-year-old girl. It was a grown fucking man as well. And then, let's see where it says it. Where did it go? So basically they threw not only bread at him, but also like bottles of stuff. So they were throwing glass bottles at him too, in addition to bread.
Damn, that's assault.
Someone needs to get those people arrested.
Book that 11-year-old. Glass bottles at this guy.
My question is, why did the father like bring his 11-year-old into the situation? I feel like most parents would be like, go run and hide and wait for me. I'm going in. Not, yeah, stock up on the heaviest things you can get your hands on. Whip that shit at this guy. We're stopping him, honey.
Yeah, it is kind of weird. Like, I picture the dad starting first and the girl's kind of like hiding, and he's like, are you kidding me? Grab a fucking bottle, start throwing.
Earn your keep, little one.
You want to have dinner tonight? Better throw this shit.
Not the good bread.
But yeah, I just thought it was, dude, like a bullshit clickbait title. But yeah, what's up?
I was looking at that article and then I pulled this one up. It says gang of 14 armed robbers jailed for more than 200 years for violent raid on traveler's site. What?
Hold on.
The men used extreme violence to terrorize three families while demanding money at a caravan site near Leanham, Kent. They were eventually chased away after neighbors heard terrified boy pleading, "Daddy, please don't let them kill me." Good lord.
Yeah, it's pretty intense.
Yeah. These guys look like a bunch of assholes, if you ask me.
Kind of curious what they look like.
That article was, here, I'll just paste it to the notes. But what else, what was the other article you had up there?
Well, this one wasn't really a news story, but more of just an interesting read. And it was titled, "What Happens to Your Body If You Die in Space?" So I thought it was kind of interesting because it's, you know, depicted in movies sometimes about, like, you know, people's fucking face exploding or body exploding or their eyes like bulge out of their head. And apparently this information comes from some book. But let's see. So just to give you a quick gist of it, it just talks about how apparently the Earth's atmosphere acts as like a giant anti-anxiety blanket for our internal organs and stuff. Mm-hmm. And so like if you were in space and you got like a tear in your, you know, astronaut outfit or whatever you want to call it, it basically says like the gases in your body will begin to expand and all the liquids in your body will turn into gas. And so the water in your muscles will convert into vapor, which will collect under your skin, and then it would distend areas of your body to twice their normal size. Mm-hmm. And so this will eventually just lead to tons of pain and your blood bubbling pretty much. So
would you explode?
I don't think it said you would explode, but obviously this isn't, you know, confirmed or anything. It's not like they did a few tests out in space or whatever. And they're like, yep, they don't explode. Just what I thought.
All right, we lost another one.
But yeah, it just says like blood pressure will plummet to the point where your blood will begin to boil. The pressure inside and outside your lungs will be so different that your lungs will be torn, ruptured, and bleeding. So yikes. Yeah, it doesn't, it wouldn't take too long to pretty much like make you incoherent and not even aware of what's going on, basically. But sounds pretty miserable.
That's pretty cool, though. I love how they have a tagline that says, now, what should be done with her body? Yes, bring Lisa's body back to Earth. Nope. Lisa should stay in space. And then it kind of breaks down both of them and why or why not.
I honestly haven't even gotten that far in the article, so I'm going to have to read those too and then maybe come back next week with my opinion on what we should do with Lisa's body.
Let's put a pin in it then.
We should bring Lisa's body back, if only to use her as some sick fetish, dead fuck doll or something like that. I think that could work out pretty well. Not for me though. For all the creepos, other creepos, I should say.
Ooh, I'm sure we get a lot of creepos. Up in here, baby. Anywho.
Did you note that excerpt was from the book, Will My Cat Eat My Eyeballs?
I knew it was from a book, but I forgot what book it was. Yeah. But yeah, it's an interesting title.
It's interesting.
Oh my God, will they?
Yes.
Please don't tell me that.
Well, I have Beaker here. Let me ask him. Beaker.
If you don't have an emergency release button for cat food in your place, then they might eat your eyeballs.
Going I believe it too.
Succulent little balls.
Well, they have probably you... would eat you if you died, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, have you heard about those stories like of someone owning, I think, several dogs, and by the time like, you know, detectives found out what was happening, like it was basically like only bones left or something? It's like, it's fucked up.
He was just in a deep sleep. Whoever got to him though.
I mean, do the dogs just know that it's dead kind of thing? And they don't have food and it's been so long that they just...
Yeah, I mean, if they know that, okay, if we don't eat something, we're gonna fucking die. So it's either eat your dead owner or die.
Owner it is.
That's rough. Well, I can't imagine that owner not being just completely and utterly disgusting of a person. Whoever just dies and they die in their house alone and no, yeah, exactly. They must be like no family, just. Complete waste of trash.
Okay, there.
Let's be honest.
What if all of their family has died and they're the only ones left and you're like, you're a piece of trash?
by the way, on Live PD, I was watching an episode and there was like a, they show up to this like trailer in a trailer park and these guys are just everything that you would possibly think would be, you know, on Live PD on like a trailer stop or not stop, but you know what I mean? Anyways, like one of the neighbors tried to set one of the other neighbors' like metal staircase on fire to try to melt. Try to like melt the stairs or whatever. And the cop's like, do you want to press charges on him? He's like, no, man. He's going to just do it again. He's just going to do it again. And I'm like, oh, this has got to be Florida. But I'm not sure what it was.
I got to check that show out because you're not the first person to tell me about that show, I feel like.
It's completely entertaining. I mean, there's no way that you won't like it. I mean, if you have Hulu Live or whatever, you can. It's on A&E. If you can get the A&E app, you can watch it on there, I think, too.
Interesting. No, I got the poor person version of Hulu.
Yeah. We just upgraded. I couldn't stand it. We had to have some TV. We like have it in the background.
Tell them why we really got it.
Well, we got it so we can watch some sports. So, what do we watch more of? We watch more of Live PD and Jeopardy.
We've seen two episodes of Jeopardy, and I've wasted more hours of my life watching Dolphins football than that. So,
well, you never know; they could win one day.
One day.
I could picture you coming home from work after you get like a raise, and you're like, "Babe, sit the fuck down. We're getting Hulu Live. We're upgrading."
All right, let's wrap it up with you got any good titles?
Let me go into my vault of titles and see if I have anything.
Do you have that thing locked? See. Do you have like how funny would that be if you had like a an actual little vault?
I have like a little
notebook.
Yeah, like a little lockbox next to my bed, and then something happens to me, and the cops come in, and they just find this box with like a list of porn titles in there.
This man was a deviant. He had it coming.
Your wife would be like, Jen would just be like, I had no idea he had this. I don't even feel like I know him.
One of those little lock boxes with the tiniest little key that you
get. Exactly.
Yeah, you could probably pop with
it. You have to use like a little.
Okay, you go ahead.
I'll start it off. Peanut farmer wants to get his nut butter out of his hands and into your mouth.
That one's pretty good. Single mother learns new neighbor is a cable repairman, shows him her rusty box.
Oh, that's good.
Let's see, you got another one?
Yeah. Friendly hairdresser loves clippers, but is no stranger to scissoring.
I think that might be possibly the best one yet.
Oh, that's really good.
Oh god, that one is classic.
Good shit, babe.
Hey, let me go take care of my child now.
Okay, here's my.
You
my
should write these one. Professionally.
Yeah.
Oh my god, you should submit them.
All right. Tiny Asian woman asks Foot Locker associate for a size 6.5. He recommends a solid 12.
I remember that one. That's a good one.
Man, I literally only have one left in my list. I'm struggling to come up with some. Props to you for getting some classic ones out there.
Trying to think of everyday things and work off of them.
It's like you're at work and your boss comes over and you're like, "What are you working on?" I got these porn titles that I do. It's just something I do.
Lauren, go to HR. Yeah.
No joke. I do think of these. Try to think of these while I'm at work doing other people's shit. And
Yeah, I always have content.
There you go, man.
For those two listeners that left, I mean, who else is going to listen?
One of these days, I'm going to review someone's content, and I'm going to be like, hey, what about this? And I'm going to send them some fucking porn titles.
Oh, wrong email. But what do you think?
Didn't mean to send this, but now that I did, you game?
Hashtag HR friendly.
Hashtag I had a gun to my head, so don't get me fired.
Please don't.
All right, man. Well, hopefully I'll have some other titles next week.
Yeah, we'll see about that.
Yeah, we will
see if we can get Jen on next episode.
I'll see if she's down. Might have to get a couple margaritas in her, but we'll see.
Ooh, all right,
She's a shy girl.
That's all right. She can just laugh if she wants.
Mm-hmm. There you go. Yeah.
It's funny, but thanks for listening, guys. Thanks for being on.
Yeah. JKBSpodcast@gmail.com.
Send us. Shoot us some tidbits. Little titty bits.
Okay.
It's time for Cameron to go to bed.
Yeah.
All right. Now it's ice cream time.
Oh, shit. All right. Sounds good, man.
See ya.
Bye. All right. Later.